Go for it.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's Penny Trombley here from the Trombley Leadership Center. And, you know, one of the things that I often hear under the undertone of what people talk to me about in business and really showing up in their strong and confident and powerful self is fear. And I met an amazing lady. Her name is Veronica Hislop, and she is with a company called Empowered Solutions. And she talked to me a little bit about this imposter syndrome, and I got so excited because I thought that is definitely somebody I want to interview. So she's here today. Welcome, Veronica. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for inviting me, and it's a pleasure for me to speak with you. As you introduced me, Veronica Hislop of Empowered Solutions. I'm a women's empowerment strategist, and I work with entrepreneurs, not only women, that's my niche market, but working with entrepreneurs to help them to manage their stress, prioritize their needs, and set healthy boundaries so that they can focus on their business, get clear, get focused, get grounded so that they can make massive success in their business. And that's essentially what I do.
That's great. And I am so happy to meet you at the recent Toastmaster convention. So what is the imposter syndrome?
Well, let me just say that I've met a lot of smart, intelligent people. And when I, CEOs, executives, and when I zero down and we're talking, what really comes up is this feeling of inadequacy, self-doubt, lack of confidence. And then when you go on a deeper level, interpersonal level, you really see that they're struggling with their inner view of themselves, which is very different from how they're presenting to the outer world. And so you really get a sense that what we're struggling with is imposter syndrome. It's the core belief that you are inadequate, that you're incompetent, and that you're a failure, despite the evidence that indicates that you're skilled and you're successful. And essentially, people feel at the core that they are frauds and they are fakes, and that people are going to find out that that's how they feel about themselves. And that's how they see themselves. This was something identified in the 70s by Pauline Clance when she was doing research with women in academia. And then they began to expand the research that it wasn't just a female issue, but it was an issue affecting a lot of people. And recently we've heard many people in the entertainment field, Tina Fey, Mike Myers, Maya Angelou, I mean, Nobel Prize, she was a Nobel Prize winner. She talked about feeling like she was a fraud and that she was going to be found out, that she wasn't really as confident in herself as she presented to the world. Albert Einstein, and I'll give you a quote. He said, "The exaggerated esteem in which my life work is held makes me very ill at ease, and I feel compelled to think of myself as an involuntary swindler." Albert Einstein. Wow. So this is something that affects at least 70% of the population at some point in time.
So how does it affect female entrepreneurs? Or how does it affect entrepreneurs?
Well, we question ourselves, we may self-sabotage, we lack confidence, we compare ourselves to others. It's that negative inner critical bullying voice that says, "You can't do that. Who the hell do you think you are? You're not good enough. Do you really think that you should be putting yourself out there?" All of that monkey mind crazy stuff that goes on in our imposters and in our brains.
And I'm laughing because not only does that so fit with me at times, but I know so many women who will be watching this who are in my circle, my network, and they'll be saying, "Yes, check mark, check mark, check mark. That's me, that's me." And then they'll be saying, "How do I get rid of it?" So give us a quick tip or a strategy, an action.
The first thing that you really have to get is very tough with yourself. And begin to shift from that critic mindset and embrace a coaching paradigm. It's a paradigm shift that you've got to make in your head to shift from being a critic to being a coach, your own personal coach. And the quicker you make that shift, the more successful you're going to be. So it's moving from being very deconstructive, being negative and critical, to being more constructive, more empowering, more positive in terms of your thinking. So, you know, not blaming yourself, taking responsibility, not being negative, being more positive, being more affirming, being more compassionate and kind to yourself, talking to yourself in more of an encouraging way than being discouraging, being more, you know, not focusing on the fear, shifting more to focusing on confidence, you know, not thinking I can't, but looking more in terms of I can and I will. And, you know, not seeing things as being awful and terrible and catastrophizing, but more, I'm okay. You know, I did good. And not seeing things as being a challenge, but seeing things as being an adventure. And even a little bit of a game, having fun with all of this. And, you know, not taking ourselves so seriously. And thinking of yourself as a winner, as a champion. Becoming your own best friend. So, you know, catching those imposter syndrome thoughts and turning them around in your favor. And catching and keeping track of your successes.
That's so interesting. I was in a seminar yesterday and a beautiful young financial advisor lady said that we should have a list of accomplishments instead of a list of to-do items all of the time. And
your get-done list.
Right. I've seen that as a ta-da list instead of a to-do list, you know, where you're like a little kid going like, ta-da, I did this. But, you know, Veronica, I really want to thank you for diving into this topic of imposter syndrome, because when you said that Maya Angelou and Albert Einstein had these things, you know, I think even just that, recognizing that people who have done great things in the world, people who have done, you know, Nobel Prize winners and authors and people whose quotes we live by today, have also had this same sense of self-doubt and self-worth, which just means it's probably normal. And, you know, maybe it's a really good Euro stress way of driving us forward to be better, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thinking that we're it and all and everything we can be, maybe we would just be more stagnant and not push.
Absolutely. Here's another story. Jennifer Lopez sold $70 million worth of albums, and she still turned around and questioned herself as to whether she was good at what she was doing. So it's
wow.
It's something that I think we will all kind of experience at some point in time. I don't think imposter syndrome ever goes away, but you will catch it. You will recognize it. You'll acknowledge, imposter syndrome, I see you. And you're not going to get the better of me on this one. And just being aware of it and having some tools in your back pocket that you can, you know, use to turn it around, because it's all in your mind, right? It's mindset.
Well, so. And you know, fear and insecurities are what hold us back from, you know, living into that full power and doing the greatest things we can do with our time and energy. So this is really, really helpful information. And you mentioned that you have a imposter syndrome kick your ass guide to recovery program coming up. And so, you know, just point us in the right direction where any listeners might want to go and find out more information about that.
They can connect with me on my website at www.empowered-solutions or Veronica Hislop at simpatico.ca. You can fire me a quick email, but either one of those ways, connect with me. You can get on the email list for the course when it will be launched. And we have a lot more tips and tricks and tools in that course that you're going to kick imposter syndrome out that window. And, you know, you'll know when it comes up and you'll know, okay, I can do this to get me over this and move very quickly so that you get out of your own way.
What a fabulous gift that you're bringing to the world of entrepreneurs and, you know, just so important. I do an activity on posture and, you know, it's not a similar thing, but it is, you know, I believe that getting rid of this imposter syndrome will help us step into a stronger posture, you know, where we can really stand in who we are, what we do and what we have to offer and, you know, come from a stronger place. So thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. And I know my listeners will as well.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Veronica.